As we heard earlier, three Australian soldiers have been killed and seven others wounded in Afghanistan. A gunman dressed in an Afghan National Army uniform opened fire on the Australians during a morning parade in Kandahar province. The deaths have now been confirmed by NATO and a local commander. An Afghan National Army officer was also shot and wounded. 32 Australians have now been killed in a decade of involvement in Afghanistan. Our correspondent, Sally Sara, is in Kabul and she joins us now. Sally, tell us a little more about the circumstances of these latest killings.
Well, what we know at this stage, Tony, as you're saying, is that a gunman opened fire during a morning parade at a forward operating base called Sork Bed, which is in the north of Kandahar province, quite close to the border with Uruzgan, where the majority of Australian forces are based. Australian commanders and Afghan commanders have gone to the forward operating base to assist in the response to this incident, also to offer their support and condolences to the mates of the soldiers who have been killed and injured. The Australian troops have been placed on a heightened security alert just as a precaution in case there are other incidents. But the exact circumstances of this incident are unclear, whether it was a disgruntled Afghan soldier, whether this was an insurgent sleeper who'd been waiting for his opportunity, whether there'd been some kind of dispute. There are a whole range of scenarios and they will be investigated as this inquiry begins.
Sally, what were the Australian soldiers doing in Kandahar?
Well, the Australian soldiers are involved in training and mentoring Afghan troops in this area. The Defence Minister, Stephen Smith, gave a statement earlier this month outlining that some of the troops had been involved in this work in northern Kandahar in addition to the operations that are already underway in Uruzgan. This is a key role of the Australian troops, and they're working very closely with their Afghan colleagues. So obviously incidents like this create mixed feelings and a degree of difficulty initially as the Australians and the Afghans are working together.
Now, as I said, three Australian soldiers have been killed and seven others wounded. Of those wounded soldiers, where are they at the moment and what are their conditions, Sal?
The wounded soldiers are in a stable condition. They've been taken to a military hospital at Kandahar airfield where they've been treated and assessed. So they'll be monitored very carefully from now on as well.
And the huge bomb has gone off elsewhere in Afghanistan. Tell me about that.
It has been a deadly day in Afghanistan. Tony, there was a suicide car bomb attack with hundreds of kilograms of explosives which exploded near a US-led convoy. American soldiers and civilians and others were killed in this blast. It shattered windows up to half a kilometre away. That gives you an indication of the power of the explosion. So certainly a deadly day for coalition forces and civilians in Afghanistan.
Our Afghanistan correspondent, Sally Sara, who's based in Kabul,